Lie Detector. Robert Hansen led a double life for more than 20 years. In one life, he was a 25-year veteran with the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, who had access to some of the nation's most classified information. In his other life, he allegedly was spying for the Russian government. Hansen's deception was finally discovered, and in 2001, he was arrested and later pleaded guilty to 15 espionage-related charges. Spies are probably the world's best liars, but most of us practice deception on some level in our daily lives. People tell lies and deceive others for many reasons. Most often, lying is a defense mechanism used to avoid trouble with the authority figures. Sometimes we can tell when someone's lying, but other times it may not be so easy. Polygraphs, commonly called lie detectors, are devices which measure and record several psychological variables, such as blood pressure, heart rate, respiration, and skin conductivity, while a series of questions is being asked in an attempt to detect lies. A typical polygraph procedure starts with a pre-test interview designed to establish a connection between the tester and the testee and to gain some preliminary information which will later be used for control questions. Then the tester will explain the polygraph, emphasizing that it can detect lies and that it is important to answer truthfully. Then a stim test is often conducted. The testee is asked to deliberately lie, and then the tester reports that he was able to detect this lie. Then the actual test starts. Some of the questions asked are irrelevant. Are you 30 years old? Others are probable lie control questions that most people will lie about. Have you ever stolen money? And the remainder are the relevant questions the polygrapher is really interested in. The test is passed if the physiological responses during the probable lie control questions are larger than those during the relevant questions. While lie detector tests are commonly used in police investigations, no defendant or witness can be forced to undergo the test. A US Supreme Court decision of 1998 left it up to the individual jurisdictions whether polygraph results could be admitted as evidence in court cases. Polygraphs are not employed by police forces in most European jurisdictions.